Podbot.ai. Podbot.ai is an artificial intelligence-powered podcast maker, which lets you share your content with the world. When you got somebody the size of Halia Jones, the height of me, you are gonna only want to chuckle if I am really pissed off. The idea is because Halia Jones does not bring up heads, actually, so I am not even getting the first thing. Halia Jones is not going to call everybody out, because I am going to miss somebody, someone is going to be injured, but thanks to them, I know season 2 is going to be my time with Gabe, playing around, having fun, doing all of those wicked, wicked things. What Halia Jones draws a lot from is simply watching movies that deal with psychopaths and psychotic tendencies, such as Christian Bale's in the American Psycho series. The show is successful because it draws in huge audiences. It draws in large audiences because it is disorienting, but it is also comforting. Not that either should come as any surprise given the title of the show. This was never intended to just be about Tyler Hoechlin fighting villains. Over the course of the show as 5 seasons, fans have come to feel like a part of the Smiths, making it an ending to sneaky attacks from the worst of them. After production on this episode, both McLean Stevenson and Wayne Rogers, who played Trapper John McIntyre's character, left the show for other interests. While McLean Stevenson's departure was announced before the production and written into Abyssinia, Henry, Wayne Rogers left the series suddenly during a hiatus in the seasons, and his character's departure then took place off-screen in the following episode, Welcome to Korea, the show is first in season 4. These combined departures, and the replacements that followed, also marked the start of the shift in focus for the show, placing more emphasis on Hawkeye Pierce's character, played by Alan Alda. In fact, CBS dislike for this episode was so high that in later reruns of this episode, O'Leary's last performance was featured. That said, although Brian did something wrong, his actions were nowhere near as bad as the town's reactions. Unlike much of his actions, Brian realized that he had taken things a little too far, then dissuaded Stewie Griffin's idea that Queen was only an album cover. Even though Stewie Griffin's helped him publish the book in the first place, and offered to become his PR man, Brian mistreats him numerous times. Such examples of such abuse included forcing Stewie Griffin's to go back to his hotel on his own simply because they had eaten dinner in a dingy restaurant's back room, accusing him of being in an air duct, and firing him because he forgot to inform him of the change on the talk show. This episode also showed he was willing to let people abuse his family and friends for selfish reasons. In Stewie as Encinta, Stewie Griffin's decision to impregnate himself with Brian's seeds, hoping that she will bear him his child, will make them closer. The last scene is a parody of Family Guy's episode, 15 Minutes of Shame, with the snippet showing Brian Griffin saying to the rest of the family, I have got a statement. The chopped-off limbs and broken bones would receive the majority of attention, but it is the connection between human and beast that makes Primal one of the best shows on TV. The viewers know when you are being a creep, when you are just trying to keep them in a room and showing them a film that you do not even really care about. A lot of people allow, have some guys that are going to fight their battles for them, and they are going to sit on their hands, and if that guy is going to win, they are going to be out there for that guy. If that person's not going to win, then a lot of people are going to stand back on here, you know, Sandra. I am just saying, you cool off, and you think it through, but as the third grade kids from Riceville grow up, they are going to get in their own ways, and it is not going to change. Then afterward, like Sandra said, I did not even get through the thought of that before I remembered back to the time I was that way, and I remembered not, you know. Everybody acts the same. It is just the way you think is different. Joe Goldberg is a horrible man doing horrible things, but you cannot help rooting for him, because at his core, he is doing this all from love and passion, and he wants his goals so bad. Joe Goldberg is a terrible person who does terrible things, but you cannot help but root for him because, deep down, he is doing it all out of love and passion, and he wants his goals so badly. During the season 2, virtual press junket, Collider had a chance to talk with co-stars Griffin Gloak and Halia Jones, in an interview that you can both watch and read, about how little they knew about the kind of personas they were going to be when they first signed on, how much fun their characters are going to have, their fun journeys into becoming bad guys, finding their inner demons, and getting to direct one of the season's most amazing visual sequences.
This is all for today, friends. My name is Suzanne, and this was episode 2 of the original Computer 2022. See ya next time.